In two Wednesday morning committees, three measures related to abortion got taken up. The first was a proposal by Republican Representative Charles Van Zandt of Keystone Heights. His bill would prohibit a person from knowingly performing an abortion unless they signed a statement swearing they did not perform the procedure due to the child's sex or race. Violators could face a third-degree felony charge and up to a $10,000 fine. But opponents of the bill call it a, quote, discriminatory proposal. They claim it could require doctors to become investigators and make patients their suspects. And Democratic Representative Irv Salzberg was of the same opinion.
This is so racist and sexist. It's basically implying by statute that women and minority babies are considered less desirable second-class citizens.
Other opponents talked about how the bill's sponsor did not have any evidence of how often such a thing occurs. Proponents like Republican Representative James Grant say that shouldn't matter.
I don't know to the extent that these sort of procedures are happening. Representative Salzberg asked a question about the experts involved. I don't know the experts involved. I don't know the number of race or gender determined abortions that are happening, but one's enough. One's enough.
That bill passed on an 8-5 party line vote with Democrats opposed in the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee. The second measure the panel took up was sponsored by Republican Representative Larry Ahern. Under Florida law, it's a crime to cause or contribute to the death of what's called an unborn quick child. An unborn quick child is defined as a fetus that can live outside the womb. Ahern's bill would change the term unborn quick child to an unborn child. Some describe that bill as having, quote, very broad language for the definition of an unborn child and hope to work with the sponsor in tightening up the language. That included Missy Wisolowski with the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood.
It seems that the real purpose of this legislation is not to protect women, but to politicize violent crimes, especially those against pregnant women. For example, by defining unborn child in this legislation to member of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development who is carried in the womb, this bill gives separate legal protections to a fertilized egg, embryo, or fetus.
And Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, the committee's chair, says he wants to put the bill in perspective.
Just for a moment, imagine being a husband who lost a wife who was pregnant. You haven't just lost the opportunity to take walks and share iced tea with your wife. You've lost the opportunity to take pictures of your daughter on her prom day. You've lost the opportunity to teach your son how to play baseball, who was unborn and who was killed.
The bill passed 9-4, mostly along party lines. And lastly, the House Civil Justice Subcommittee took up the third bill. Its sponsor is Republican Representative Kerry Pigman of Avon Park.
I've tried to strenuously maintain that all activities of this proposed bill happen after the abortion. My interest in this bill is solely and strictly to provide care for that infant that is born alive following any procedure that it receives full and appropriate resuscitation.
Pigman's bill states that any infant born alive must be taken to a hospital and immediately placed under the care of social services. But some, like Democratic Representative Jim Wallman, disagreed with that, saying the mother should at least have an opportunity to decide whether she wants to keep the newborn baby before the baby could be taken away.
We're going to say just because we have a suspicion, and that was the words Representative Pigman used, that that person would not have the best interests of that child at heart, we're going to take that child away. That's not what we should be doing in the legislature.
The bill passed favorably 10-2 in the House Civil Justice Subcommittee with bipartisan support and two dissenting votes from Democrats. Meanwhile, many opponents of all three bills say they're going to work with the sponsors before they head to their next committee stops. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.